A reading from Luke 7, 1-10. When Jesus had finished saying all of this in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. There a centurion's servant, whom his master valued highly, was sick and about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him. "This man deserves to have you do this, because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue." So Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him. He turned to the crowd following him, and he said, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith, even in Israel." Then the man who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well.
Well, this is a long passage, and you and I were in Capernaum, so we sort of know the landscape there. But I think that the thing I would focus on is when the Jewish people come to him, or whoever comes to him, they say, "This man deserves to have you do this because he loves our nation and he has built our synagogue." So that's kind of interesting. It's okay to heal him because he has done a few things in our favor, but I don't think that's what Jesus is doing here at all.
Yeah, and the contrast is the man sends a messenger, and his response is, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof." There's a contrast being set up here. The Jewish religious people have a warped view of how blessing comes, as if somehow you earn it. And here is a centurion, a pagan, in many ways, not from the religious tradition necessarily. And he recognizes that he deserves nothing, that he's counting on the grace of this one who has great authority to simply speak, and there will be something done. There's a real stark contrast that Luke's making for us here.
And I guess this is unanswerable, but it amazes me that this man knows so much about Jesus that he would say that. I think he is a teacher. The centurion is a teacher for us in his faith.
Yeah, you get the feeling that he's been watching from a distance, that he's been watching this Jesus movement. He's been watching the release of the kingdom, and out of his own structure in the natural, as a soldier and a leader of soldiers, he understood authority structures. Now he's watching Jesus operating in spiritual authority structures, and he calls upon that to be effective in bringing a change to his servant.
Now, I assume in Capernaum that it was basically a Roman outpost on the Sea of Galilee.
Well, the Romans would have been in charge of all
everything,
the areas, so
right.
There would have been Roman guard in all places. Even far out beyond the Sea of Galilee to the east, as far as the Decapolis, were Roman stations.
And the Jews would have felt that these people were pagans and were sort of not eligible, in a funny kind of way, to experience what Jesus had to offer here.
Though they are suggesting that this is one of those maybe God-fearers who's helped them. So give him a favor because he's helped us.